Whose money was missing? That's what I want to know.
Nobody knows about our money. How could it be missing?
Trevor probably stole from everybody he could, then vanish. Happens all the time. Lawyers get in trouble, crack up. They raid their clients' trust funds and bolt.
Really?
Asked Spicer. Beach could think of three examples, and Yarber added a couple more for good measure.
So who killed him?
There's a good chance he was just in the wrong part of town.
Outside the Sheraton Hotel? I don't think so.
Okay, what if Conyers iced him?
That's possible. Conyers somehow smoked out Trevor, learned he was the outside contact for Ricky. He put pressure on Trevor, threatened to nail him or whatever, and Trevor ran off to the Caribbean. Trevor didn't know Conyers was Aaron Lake.
And Lake certainly has the money and power to track down a drunken lawyer.
Well, what about us? By now, Lake knows Ricky ain't Ricky, that Joe Roy here is the man, and that he has friends with him in prison.
Question is, can he get to us?
I guess I'll find out first,
Spicer said with a nervous laugh. And there's always the chance that Trevor was down there in Jamaica, hanging around in the wrong part of town, probably drunk and trying to pick up a woman, and he got himself shot.
They all agreed on this, that Trevor was perfectly capable of getting himself killed. May he rest in peace, but only if he didn't steal their money.
They scattered for an hour or so. Beach went to the track to walk and think. Yarber was on the clock, 20 cents an hour, trying to fix a computer in the chaplain's office. Spicer went to the library, where he found Mr. Argrow reading law books. The law library was open, no appointments were necessary, but the unwritten rule was that you should at least ask one of the brethren before using their books. Argrow was new, and obviously had not yet learned the rules. Spicer decided to give him a break. They acknowledged each other with a nod. Then Spicer got busy clearing tables and straightening books.
Rumor has it you guys do legal work, Argrow said from across the room. No one else was present.
You hear a lot of rumors around here.
My case is on appeal.
What happened at the trial?
Jury nailed me on 3 counts of bank fraud, hiding money offshore in the Bahamas. The judge gave me 60 months. I've served 4. I'm not sure I'm going to last for 56 more. I need some help with my appeals.
What court?
Virgin Islands. I worked for a big bank in Miami, lots of drug money.
Argrow was glib and fast and very anxious to talk, and this irritated Spicer, but only slightly. The reference to the Bahamas had his attention.
For some reason, I developed a fascination for money laundering. I dealt with tens of millions every day, and it was intoxicating. I could move dirty money quicker than any banker in South Florida. Still can. But I made some bad friends and bad choices.
You admit you're guilty?
Sure. That puts you in a distinct minority around here.
No, I was wrong, but I think the sentence was too harsh. Somebody said you guys can get some time knocked off.
Spicer was no longer concerned with the untidy tables and disorganized books. He took a chair nearby and had time to talk.
We can take a look at your papers, he said, as if he'd handled 1,000 appeals.
You idiot, Argrow wanted to say. You dropped out of high school in the 10th grade and stole a car when you were 19. Your father pulled some strings and got the charges dropped. You got yourself elected justice of the peace by voting dead people and stuffing absentee ballots. And now you're stuck in a federal pen and trying to play the big shot. And, Argrow conceded, you, Mr. Spicer, now have the power to bring down the next president of the United States.
What will it cost? Argrow asked. How much do you have?
Spicer asked, just like a real lawyer. Not much. I thought you knew how to hide money offshore.
Oh, I do, believe me, and at one point I had a nice bundle, but I let it get away.
So you can't pay anything?
Not much, maybe a couple of thousand or so.
What about your lawyer?
Well, he got me convicted. I don't have enough to hire a new one.